Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1564, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. When the verdict was rendered and Mr. Dorsey left the courtroom, he was met at the courthouse door by a multitude. He was carried upon the shoulders of a part of the crowd and carried, taken upon the building opposite, wherein he had his office, and partly to Morris Brandon, sworn for the Movant. I did not take part in the actual trial of said case. I therefore know nothing of what transpired at the trial. I did not have actual charge of the preparation of the case. Therefore, I cannot say what occurred at the courthouse during the trial, except from hearsay, but I have read the foregoing affidavit, and believe the same state the facts correctly. I make affidavit to all the facts stated in the foregoing affidavit, except as here modified. Leonard Haas, sworn for the Movant. I was not of counsel for Leo M. Frank during his trial in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia. I was first retained as counsel during the first week in November, 1913. Leo M. Frank, sworn for Movant in affidavit, attested H. Pierce Blakemore as notary. On Monday, April 28, 1913, I was taken in charge by the police officers of the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and taken to the station house, where I made a statement to the chief of detectives, and upon said statement being made, I was released. I remained released for that day and night until early April 29, 1913, when I was taken into custody. Continuously from that day up to and including the present time, I have been confined in the station house in the city of Atlanta, or in Fulton County Jail, and during all of said time I have had no opportunity of doing anything for myself in the way of discovering witnesses in my behalf or making any investigation into the facts and circumstances surrounding the murder of Mary Fagan. During the whole time I have been forced to depend upon the investigation and integrity of my counsel and friends without being able to give them any of my personal aid. I did not know, except from hearsay, that there had ever been any exhumation and examination of Mary Fagan's body. I had heard rumors that Dr. H. F. Harris had exhumed the body and made an examination of certain parts of the body, but this was purely hearsay, and I had no opportunity at any time to determine whether